Good to have you along on KOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. You know, magazine features on female celebrities often check a few boxes. What were they wearing? What were they eating? Are they a feminist?
Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up flawless, post up flawless, flawless.
That's Beyoncé Giselle Knowles, whose feminism has been a hot topic of debate over the years. And also, you may have heard the voice of Eula Scott Bino. Mm-hmm. Hi, Eula.
Hey,
nice
y'all.
To see you.
Hi, Seattle.
Co-host of KOW's Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. And your most recent episode is about Beyoncé as a feminist.
Absolutely.
I'm not quite part of the Beehive, Eula, so I know you can tell us a little more about the queen. What was the controversy about Beyoncé's feminism or not in the first place?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people put feminism into this real small box, and you have to fit all of the things to be able to really, you know, put yourself in that space. And Beyoncé stands outside of that box in so many ways. You know, she sings and performs a lot about her trials and tribulations and being in a heterosexual relationship and the hardship that her partner, her husband today, has placed on her life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people kind of think that it's not appropriate to have so many issues with men and still consider yourself to be a feminist.
Yeah, I remember that with Taylor Swift. She would get people say, "Why do you keep singing about your boyfriend?"
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But how is it different for how it plays out in Beyoncé's?
I think for Beyoncé, she says she's a feminist. You know, Taylor Swift has kind of skirted away from that conversation a bit, where a lot of celebrities have. And it's interesting because Beyoncé saying, "No matter how you might view my relationships with men, that doesn't take anything away from my feelings towards the equality of women."
And when we talk about there's like a debate. Are there's someone you quote in your episode, Bell Hooks.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
out and saying some pretty strong words.
Yeah, she calls Beyoncé a terrorist.
Yeah, and an anti-feminist when it comes to young women, I think. What does she mean by that?
I think she thinks it's because Beyoncé's sexy that's anti-women in some ways. But as a woman, I am sexy, and I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. I think you're sexy. I think men are sexy. I think that we have the right to be these elements of ourselves and still say that equality should be, you know, equality should be fair and equal. But for Bell Hooks, it's like, but you can't be fair and equal if you're also wearing a leotard, which is not true.
Well, I am, unlike you, I'm old enough to have, I remember some of these debates from the 70s. There's been sort of a back and forth about the issue of the, what today we would call the male gaze, you know, mm-hmm. sort of seeking that. And where do you stand on that?
I have a friend named Miguel who, I don't know if Miguel would ever listen to this show, but Miguel told me years
Miguel,
ago.
Miguel, it's yeah. 94.9 FM.
No, I know.
Listen to
I don't
show.
Even know where Miguel lives anymore.
Oh, okay. Like,
this conversation was over 10 years ago.
Okay.
But he said to me once, he said, what did he say? He said, women do not go out for the attention of men. Women don't get dressed for the attention of men. Women get dressed for the attention of other women's compliments.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, absolutely. Like, I don't know if I care what men think when I get out the door. Mm. I really, you know, Bree's like glance of approval really means a lot to me, way more than
you're
you.
Talking about our social media yeah. producer, Bree Ripley, who's sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And what she thinks.
Well, because she sees me as a person. I know that first. She's not looking at me as any kind of an object to begin with. And so when she's complimenting my outfit, she's really saying that she sees and recognizes that I put myself together. And I think most women are really looking for the feel-good factor of a look way more than they're thinking about the male gaze.
Mm.
Yeah.
First of all, when we're talking about whether Beyoncé is a feminist, maybe we should say, why does that matter so much to you that you devoted an episode of Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace to that idea?
For me, it was really the first time I ever saw myself as a feminist, really.
What was the first time?
When I saw Beyoncé announce on the VMAs in 2014 that she stood firmly in the role of feminist. Before that, I had only really seen the conversation be inclusive of white women and the way that feminism was meant to progress their agenda towards equality for, you know, all folks in white world. Versus, you know, the inclusivity of people like me who get dressed and hang out with and have a husband or a partner. And, you know, we fight over stuff. And maybe I'd write that in a song if I was as talented as Beyoncé. And so it's interesting to think about it was my first time saying, well, Beyoncé looks like me, has issues with men like me, probably goes out on week parties on the weekend like me. And she's a feminist. Oh, I can do that, too.
Eula, would you say a little more for those who are up on it of how you have felt left out, or if you want to talk about other people or yourself,
yeah.
about left out of feminism?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the sad part is this country has really figured out how to divide us in so many different pockets, right? And so men versus women is one of them, but also we have the, you know, the breakdown of race playing a role as well. And so often women will kind of align themselves with their own race before they align themselves with their gender. And so it really creates a wall for us to be able to, you know, identify as being on the same team, right? Like it's hard for me to think about a feminist who, I mean, there are feminists who voted for Trump, right? Like they have to exist. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm kind of holding my head in a way of
like,
you
have a headache.
This can't be real. Mm-hmm. But they have to exist. But because for them, their, you know, liberation stands in the lane purely of women. And when they think women, they think white women who still have privileges some places. Where for me, when I think of feminism for all women, period. I want it to be intersectional and be inclusive.
Eula Scott Bino co-hosts the KUOW podcast, Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. And yes, she devotes an episode to Beyonce, and you play a clip from the song Boss.
My great-great-grandchildren already rich. That's a lot of brown turn on your Forbes list.
Reminding us how rich she is that a feminist move?
I think so. I mean, this is a capitalist society, and it runs on money. And if you think there's a way around it, you lied. You maybe live in a hut and you have, what's it called where your parents leave you money?
An inheritance.
Yeah, you have a giant inheritance, and so you get to opt out of it. But for Beyonce, I mean, she's been working hard, and not like kinda. She's been working since she was a young girl. She was popular as a teenager already on the national stage, and she's one of the first artists to really put herself in a platform to be able to travel from stadium to stadium as a single woman, not with a bunch of names behind her or with a man standing next to her, but singularly. You know.
And your podcast is Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. Do you think Beyonce's wealth is inspiring to the rest of us workers, the 99%?
Yes, in some ways and in no. I mean, I want to be wealthy enough to support myself and my family. I don't need to be $350 million rich like Beyonce. But if she builds a compound and she needs help, I'm willing.
In your episode, the writer, attorney Ginger McKnight Chavers says that our pressure on women to be feminists can clip their wings. What do you think of that?
I totally agree. I think that the minute we put a box on a person and tell them the right way to be their best selves, then there's no way to get there, right? Because then if you're trying to constantly mold yourself in the right direction, you're never going to make it. One of my favorite clips is, it's on our Hella Black, Hella Seattle's Instagram. That's my other podcast, you guys. It's this young girl and she's just being asked to define a slut. And she just goes on and on in this great way of saying, you know, I'm a slut, your microphone's a slut, your mama's a slut. It's just because there's no way to, if we put a label on everything we do, there's just a million of them. Everybody is some version of someone else's bad time. Also, everyone is someone else's version of someone else's good time, right?
Eula Scott Bino co-hosting the KUOW podcast, Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. And you can hear the episode on Beyonce and all the other episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Eula Scott Bino, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for tuning into The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke, and the show is produced by Aman Al-Sadi, Ajua Jimma-Brempong, Allison Bruzek, Sophie Reed, and Jason Pagano, social media producer whose opinion about skirts counts, Bree Ripley. I'm Bill Radke. Talk to you tomorrow.